Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? You know, we're going to start off. I've got a great hour lined up for you. A really good hour with Lee, the gun writer, Williams. We'll go to Lee in just a second. But before I do that, there's good news out there, believe it or not. There is good news. Now, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that I love me a good happy ending story. Just love me a good happy ending story. And here's one for you right now. So we're going to start the day off with great news. Doorbell video captures violent Illinois home invasion suspect, which left coronavirus mask-wearing suspect dead. And that's a happy ending story. When you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and take it upon yourself to put a mask on and take a firearm and try to walk into someone's house in broad daylight to take their stuff and you get offed, that's a great day. That's the Second Amendment in action. That's the right to keep and bear arms. That's American. We have the right to defend our lives, our properties, our liberties, and our families. We have our right to do so in this country. Let's talk about a little bit about this. We've got a scumbag here. If you're watching the television, by the way, throughout the Northern California area, I'm going to give a shout out to the television stations watching us here in just a little bit. But you see behind me on this light screen, crybaby home invader loser Bradley Finnan. Now, this dirtbag's 39 years old, and he's got a little crybaby face going on here. Too bad for him. This kid's going to be spending quite a bit of time in the pokey, might I add. Two armed robbers were caught in a doorbell video attempting last night a home invasion while they were wearing coronavirus medical masks. It was broad daylight. And you hear the commotion. What happens is these two individuals walk up to the door. The high-definition video catches them. They walk up to the door. It's caught on video. As soon as the door opens, they push their way in the door and say, "Hi, how you doing?" Push their way in the door. You hear screaming, commotion, some profanity. And all of a sudden, the homeowner comes running out with his shorts about halfway down, just pummeling. The bejesus out of one of the individuals, takes him down, who takes off running. It was the individual that you see behind me, this crybaby home invader, loser Bradley Finnan. His partner was shot and killed in the home by the homeowner before he took on this other loser. So this is a happy ending story. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's great to have you with me today. I really do appreciate it. I want to say hi to KO3HY, San Francisco, California. Great to be on your television sets with you. KTVJTV, San Rafael, Marin, and the North Bay. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com car. So I get confused because it's a Crossbreed Studios on Sundays. I'll get that out. Don't worry. KTVJ, Marin, North Bay, San Rafael, great to be with you. KQRO, San Jose, Silicon Valley, California. KUKR, a pleasure, KUKR, Santa Rosa, California. KFTY, Wine Country, California, love you guys. KRDT, Redding, California. We're also on the air in Reddington, California, so you're getting both whammies there in Redding. K11VZ, Chico, California, great to be with you in your TV screens. And KKPM, Sacramento, Chico, California, great to be with you. I understand we'll be working our way down towards Nevada soon as well. Let's go right to the phones. Let's get this scumbag off my screen here. And let's go to my guest who's going to stick with me for the rest of the hour, Lee, the gun writer, Williams. How the heck are you, my friend? Isn't it great to start the day off with a happy ending, Lee?
It is. I love those type of stories. I always wanted to run them under a headline that said, "Tax dollars saved."
Tax dollars saved. Yeah, you know, when I see the picture of this guy and he's standing there with his little whiny crybaby look, Lee, when Well, tell me, what goes through you? Because I get warm, fuzzy feelings when I see stories like this and I read stories like this and I love telling stories like this. But isn't that the Second Amendment in action? What kind of individual would expect treatment any less than that if they try to break into someone's home, open the door, say, hi, how you doing, and then push their way in the house? Wouldn't you expect to be shot?
Yeah, I call that the death covenant. Somebody goes into another person's home with ill will. They're signing up for the death covenant. They know, or at least they should know, there's a pretty good chance they're not going to walk away from this one.
So what, let me, because these are very dangerous. You're a former law enforcement officer. You've heard the term hot burglaries, et cetera. It's safe to assume, Lee, when an individual walks through someone else's door, that that individual is probably more dangerous or as dangerous as somebody sticking a gun to your face in a liquor store robbery, because they're invading your home. You can automatically assume that if they're going to come into a home where they know residents are home and expect residents are going to be home and they are armed, that makes that individual incredibly dangerous, does it not?
Yeah, that is the incredibly appropriate time for deadly force from the homeowner. These things are horrible, brother. I mean, these violent home invasions, they are so fast. People think, well, I'll have time to do this, I'll have time to do that. No, you really don't. We like to say that they happen at the speed of life.
Right.
They're unbelievably quick. And for the homeowner to be able to go and arm themselves and to respond appropriately like they did, that's incredible. That homeowner should be congratulated once they've calmed down.
Fox News has the story up and has the video. Viewers, listeners, I would highly recommend that you go watch what happens. If you're somebody out there that's thinking about doing this during tough times, think again. Lee, you know what's fascinating? I've spoken with A.W.R. Hawkins, of course, from Breitbart News about this, our political consultant on the Monster Show on Sundays. I've spoken with him about stories like this many times over the years that he's been contributing to the program. One of the things that we find fascinating, or that I do, and I've brought to his attention many times, is you're right, these things unfold extremely lightning fast, or very, very quick. What would we say? What would Trump say? Very, very fastly. They unfold very, very fastly. And it's true. But it says something that these homeowners are able to arm themselves when someone kicks in your door. Do they have the gun with them? Is it next to them? Is it on them? Because we see these stories all the time. How many people say, well, hold on a second, home invader. Give me time to go to my gun safe in my office or my study. So apparently more Americans have guns readily available to them than we would be led to believe by the anti-gun left, right?
Yeah, there's a growing movement for in-home carry. A lot of people I know are starting to carry in their home, too. I don't. I live in Florida. When I'm home, it's usually shorts and a T-shirt. But put it this way, we have guns that are Carla and I don't have children, so we don't have to worry. We have guns that are readily accessible throughout the home, which is the best way to be. If you've got a gun that's locked in a gun safe, that's great for security. But if there's a problem that comes to the front door, it's going to take you a heck of a long time to go and get that firearm. I strongly recommend having a gun that's accessible. There's a lot of different contraptions that are out there now that allow you to do that easily, so the gun is still somewhat secure.
Yeah, if you spend a lot of time, this is just great advice, and Lee, let me just expand on that briefly. If you spend a lot of time in a particular room in your home, if you spend a lot of time, oh, I don't know, watching television or whatever the case may be, or maybe you're in the kitchen quite a bit, these readily available options that Lee is talking about come in the form of fingerprint biometric safes, or just pads or numeric safes, and it will allow you to access a firearm instantaneously. I mean, within a few split seconds. So if you're in there now, Lee, it's interesting. I have talked to a lot of people who will have a firearm on them or near them, accessible in a safe like that, and then have various loaded magazines for that firearm stashed around the home. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's great, as long as a firearm is ready to go. Odds are pretty good that for most home encounters, most deadly force encounters in the home, you will not have to reload, but there's nothing wrong with having ammunition left over after the gunfight. Trust me, you won't be penalized in any way for having ammunition left over.
Yeah, that's a great point. Lee, when we come back from this break, we've got about a minute and a half here, but I want to start setting up what we're going to be discussing for at least the next segment, probably into the third segment of the program, Fastest Hour in Radio and now TV, viewers. You have a piece up just up today, demanding moms don't realize they've lost the culture war. And before I go into any of the piece itself, let me just say, Lee, that we've been watching the likes of Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action, Every Town for Gun Safety, the supposed kitchen, you know, kitchen mom that started the Facebook page that began this, which is a load of bunk. The whole thing's a lie. She's a high-powered PR firm executive with her hands in Bloomberg's pockets. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how this got started and how it may very well come to a screeching halt after this coronavirus ID has essentially exposed their agenda for what it is. And it ain't crime control. It's your guns. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. And Lee Williams, the gun writer, joins me today from Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Lee, the gun writer, Williams, welcome back inside, brother. How are you?
Good. Great to be here. And it is Friday, man. I couldn't
be
happier about that.
It is Good Friday, too. And let me mention that to all Christians, this is, and myself, a Catholic, the holiest weekend of the year. I hope you're looking forward to a great Easter weekend, albeit it's going to be a little bit bizarre as we face this coronavirus and the vast majority of us are doing the virtual Easter Sunday in, you know, what we would normally be in church. And I was talking with my wife earlier. I don't think I've ever missed an Easter Sunday service, and we're going to watch it in the living room, which is going to be rather strange. But Lee, let me, before we go to your piece.
It's terrible. I got to put something in there. It's terrible. We have a hugely attended sunrise service here on the beach, Easter Sunday morning. I have friends that drive down from Delaware just for that service. It's all canceled. Everything's virtual. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Anyway,
it's awful.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely correct. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's go to something else terrible. Before I go to your piece, I responded to a tweet today, earlier today, very early today, from Alyssa Milano, okay? And I want to read her words, what she put out. First, her tweet said, Americans bought over 2 million firearms in March of 2020, over a million more than this time last year. We have to keep each other safe by social distancing and washing our hands and not bringing dangerous firearms into our homes. They are dangerous. Ask that dead scumbag who attempted to rip off that home and kill the people inside. Alyssa Milano, you're right about that. They are dangerous to the wrong people. Now, let me mention, here's what she has to say. I'm not going to play it for you, but I'll read it to you because it kind of dovetails with you because she supports the very people that you wrote about. And here's what she had to say. Hi, everybody. So I'm making this video because I'm seeing reports all over the country of Americans responding to the coronavirus outbreak by buying up guns and ammunition. And I know that we are all scared and stressed out during these really uncertain times, but that is exactly why stockpiling weapons could have dire consequences. For our own personal safety and those around us, you know, the weapons that people are buying today could end up being used in households, schools, churches, bars, and on our streets in the future. This is crazy from her, but we all have to look out for each other. So please, 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 please share this video to help stop the coronavirus gun surge. We can't lose any more lives to guns during this pandemic or after it's over. Thank you very much. Now, Lee, isn't that really nice, considering the fact she failed to mention that over 24 people were shot and shocked in Chicago, another Democrat-run city? Show me a city in decay in America. I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Prove me wrong. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. You can't, because I'm not. But, Lee, the fact of the matter is, what she forgot to mention was that every one of those guns being bought are being bought by law-abiding citizens passing background checks. And, Lee, I'm going to turn the mic over to you now, but before I do, I want to say I hate bumper sticker logic until I really like bumper sticker logic. But here's my words to Alyssa Milano. If nearly 150 million gun owners were a problem, babe, you'd already know it. And I did just call her babe. And, here's the thing that kills me, Lee. I think Alyssa Milano is, like, really hot. Am I allowed to say that in today's day and age? It's true. I think she's great looking, man. Come on. I wish she wasn't so stupid.
Yeah. Her, I'm so glad that she's so concerned for the welfare of others. But, you know, I'll keep my guns. Yes, they are dangerous. But, yeah, that's why we have training, training, training. And we stress safety, 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 please. I hate these limousine liberals, these Hollywood elite that think that what they have to say actually matters to real people who work real jobs and pay real taxes. I could care less. I did like what James Woods had to say to her. He said basically, hey, thanks for the reminder. Time to buy some ammunition to go along with the guns. There is no one more quick-witted in the industry than James Woods.
No, boy, you put him on Twitter, and I don't know where it all comes from, but, man, he is as creative as the day is long. Let me go to the piece now by the gun writer, Lee Williams. Lee the Gun Writer Williams. It's easy to remember. You can visit his site, read everything that he writes at thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com. It's as simple as that. The piece is titled Demanding Moms Don't Realize They've Lost the Culture War. And you mentioned, this is why I mentioned Alyssa Milano, after Americans bought more than 2 million guns last month alone, Lee, that's unbelievable. The Florida chapter of Moms Demand Action called on Governor Ron DeSantis to create public service announcements that extol the virtues of safe gun storage. Other moms chapters are following suit. Now, you go on to say you have a couple questions about the Demanding Moms Demand. Why don't you paraphrase the column for us and tell us what you wrote about?
First, I want to know why they're not producing the PSAs, okay? If they're this big gun safety organization, as they claim to be, they should be knowledgeable and chock full of knowledge about gun safety. And second, I want to know why they want the government, aka the taxpayers, to pay for these PSAs. Both of those groups, and you know, Moms is just a part of Everytown for Gun Safety, along with students and mayors and probably a couple others. They have access to billions of Bloomberg dollars. Why don't they take some of their money that he's not spending anymore on his presidential campaign and produce the PSAs themselves? Why should taxpayers have to produce these? And I think, bottom line, it shows that they're flailing. They're struggling. These groups are struggling. They're desperate. And this request of our good Governor Ron DeSantis proves their desperation, because one in 20 households ignored their rhetoric and went out and bought guns. As a result, I say they're struggling for relevancy, since the entire country, one in 20 households, ignored their pleas. And like I said, my bottom line is, to me, they're like that crying toddler fussing on the floor of a grocery store aisle. Millions of Americans just ignored their caterwauling and walked around the tyke. Thankfully, they don't have to put up with this kind of crap at home, period. No,
well said. Well said. And I want to talk a little bit about that as we go into the next segment of the program and then move on to some other issues. But the importance of what we're seeing happen to these groups right now and their agenda as a whole while we move forward through this coronavirus epidemic cannot be overestimated or overstated, I should say. It's impossible to not want to dig. We have to dig into this, Lee. Let me explain what I mean by this. They've been lying to the entire nation for, well, since 2012, essentially, if you want to take just specifically Shannon Watts' organization, Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. And millions of Americans have bought into their Kool-Aid by drinking their Kool-Aid and bought into their agenda, I should say, by drinking their Kool-Aid, and are now finding out exactly what that huge lie is all about when they themselves decided, you know what, I've never wanted a firearm before, but this changes things a little. And then they find out that what do you mean I got to wait 10 days to get my gun? What do you mean I can't buy a gun on the internet and have it shipped to my home? What do you mean I got to get a card and a license to then be able to go down and get a background check? Americans are seeing through these people. When we come back, we'll discuss it in detail with Lee, the gun writer Williams. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Gunbroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. It's great to have you back. Let's go right back to Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Lee, before we go into any further discussion about Moms Demand Action, Shannon Watts, the crumbling of their agenda right beneath their feet in front of the whole world to see, a lot of schadenfreude going on there. I'm loving that. The hypocrisy, the, you know, I guess I'm just going to say the schadenfreude. I'm enjoying watching it and seeing how many people realize that they've been swallowing the red pill instead of their swallowing the blue pill instead of the red pill, whichever one take your pick. Lee, welcome back. Before we go into that, I got a fun story for you. You ready?
Yeah.
You know, CNN was reporting that Dick's Sporting Goods is furloughing most of its 40,000 employees. Did you see that?
Yes.
You laugh. Don't get a jump on me here, because I know.
Okay.
You're going to get the jump on me here, Dick's. Listeners and viewers, let me. We got to go. We got to go back to Ed Stack. Lee, I love you, man. I just love you. Can we bring his picture back up here, please? Oh, that's not Lee's picture. There he is. There's Lee's. Lee, I got to tell you something. All right. We got to go back to their CEO, Ed Stack, who, after Parkland, decided to be as PC as he could get and remove all of his modern sporting rifles, legally purchased, able to sell legally to law-abiding adults around the country who want any of those products, and millions upon millions upon millions, the most popular rifle in America, millions of them in the hands of millions of law-abiding citizens. If they were a problem, you would know it. They're not a problem. And he decided to not only pull them off the shelves, Lee, and listeners and viewers, but he decided to destroy them. Millions of dollars worth of his inventory. Is that true? Am I right on that, Lee?
Yeah. As incredible as it sounds, you're 100% correct.
It really is. Well, Dick's Sporting Goods then decided that they would close. They were just going to end ammunition sales and gun sales in virtually all of their stores, correct?
Yep. Bring it all down.
He mentioned... He lost $250 million in sales as the CEO. Now, excuse me, but if you're the CEO, I thought it was your number one priority to make as much money for your shareholders as possible. Am I missing something, Lee?
No. Board should have let him go. First of all, the board should have reined him in when he decided to become politically active, rather than doing what's right for his shareholders. That's the first mistake. And then this $250,000 or $250 million mistake later, should have been gone.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if maybe Dick's Sporting Goods, now that we are in record gun sales territory, is not, you know, I got to wonder how many shareholders and other members of the board of directors are now, because if they were still selling firearms, they would be in business today in most states across the country since the DHS directive that deemed gun shops and gun sales and ammunition retailers essential businesses. Dick's wouldn't happen to be wouldn't be having to furlough most of its 40,000 employees across the country. They'd still be in business today. Lee, I find that ironic, and I also find that a little bit of schadenfreude, and I find it sickening for the 40,000 employees who are now out of work because of that politically correct clown. Thoughts, please.
Yeah, I mean, they would be making money hand over fist. Every gun shop, every FFL that I know that I'm talking to has only one problem right now, and that's the availability of product. Yeah, they're selling stuff so fast, they can't get it quick enough. I mean, a good brother of mine just down the road from where I'm living puts out on Facebook, hey, I got 5.56 in. Boom, he's mobbed. It's all gone. They're having no trouble moving anything right now. Their only problem is product availability. Dick's would be in the same boat. They'd be making money hand over fist rather than furloughing 40,000 people.
Yeah, you know, you're right. David Codry makes it very clear. Every one of those 40,000 employees can thank Ed Stack for eliminating what's essential to keep their doors open. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right, let's go back to Moms Demand and the Every Town for Gun Safety liars and losers over there, who are literally exposed for what they truly are, Lee. I've walked away from my computer. I haven't walked away, but I've turned away from it. Now I don't need it. I want to have this conversation with you just as friends, as if we were sitting down at that beautiful Hilton or Hyatt that we were at the moment we got the word that Scalia had passed away. You remember that. We shared that moment. We'll never forget that. But in this particular case, the entire nation is screaming for the right to bear arms, as we just discussed. And the gun control agenda, which Ed Stack decided to move closer to, is not being, nobody's crawling to the gun control agenda. They're crawling away from it, Lee. Are these groups going to even be relevant when this is over?
I would debate whether how relevant they were before the pandemic hit. I've never seen anything definitive on their numbers. I've never seen anything definitive on their accomplishments or their actual numbers. Now that the entire country has ignored their message and said, no, I want the ability to take care of myself. I want to be able to defend myself and my family. They're irrelevant as hell. They've lost it. They have lost the culture war. That's why they're flailing. That's why they're doing anything they can. Oh, let's blast the NRA. Oh, let's tell a sitting governor what we want him to do. Let's tell the governor that he has to do these PSAs and he has to get taxpayers to pay for them. That's how irrelevant they've become, brother. I don't think you can get much worse than that.
No, have you seen any of Shannon Watts' tweets by any chance? You know, listeners and viewers, let me make this very clear. This is not us picking on Shannon Watts. These are the things that Shannon Watts is putting out there and making visible to the world. I find it very difficult to believe, Lee, that anybody's taking this agenda seriously at this stage of the game right now, when we know that there are many thousands of liberals across the country who are also gun owners. Alyssa Milano herself is a gun owner. Okay for me, not for thee. But listen, it's very important. I'm not singling her out just to pick on her because she's put herself in this position. Lee, she's relegated herself to dropping F-bombs all over the place on her Twitter feed about Donald Trump and retweeting anything she can that has nothing to do with her agenda, just her sheer hatred towards Trump. And that should prove, it does to me because I know what her agenda is, but doesn't that just prove our point that we've been right about her and her agenda all along?
Yeah, 100%. We knew right away the first time one of those tweets went out what she was all about. And the fact that she owns a gun, you can add hypocrite to the list, along with the satellite radio words that we're not supposed to use.
Yeah, that we can't use. Yeah, we can't do that. I wish we could. It would be so much more fun, wouldn't it? If you want to hear that stuff, join Armed American Radio. Join now at armedamericanradio.org for $7.95 a month and get behind the premium door and get videos of all of these shows that you can't see elsewhere outside the network that we're currently airing on television and be able to hear some really good conversation behind the scenes that the FCC doesn't regulate. And I don't mean that you're going to hear a lot of vulgarity. You're just going to hear conversations in ways that we can't or wouldn't talk about when you're just a group of guys sitting around having a conversation about this stuff. Lee, I think from a financial standpoint, they're always going to be here because Bloomberg's not going away. In fact, they may be better off after Bloomberg leaves this world. God knows how much money he's going to put in their hands, right? We don't talk about that very often.
Yeah, he's going to bequeath them millions of dollars. And that's the only thing keeping them afloat. They're not effective fundraisers. They're not surging. Their membership isn't surging. It's like I said in the column and in columns before this, they call themselves a grassroots group. No, that's bunk. Bloomberg has bought that group. It's an AstroTurf group,
yeah.
Mark.
It's all fake. It's all fake likes. It's cyber world. It's there's nothing real about what they do. They don't show up as, for example, National Rifle Association conventions where 85 and 90,000 people strong of all walks of life, all colors, all religions, all creeds show up and celebrate their Second Amendment rights. Funny I just mentioned the National Rifle Association, isn't it? Not really. It was planned. Because when we come back, I'm going to take Lee to Virginia, and we're going to talk about the National Rifle Association. More bad news over there, as if they needed that, right? Hey, they did it to themselves, and I haven't been good to them. Back after this.
Car, the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this Carr Arms Platinum microphone. A brief shout out to all of my sponsors. If you were listening during the break, you heard Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation, of course, the Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow, MyPillow.com. We'll have a new ad. Promo code is AAR. If you're buying anything from MyPillow, use the promo code AAR. Get a great discount and support the Second Amendment. Mike Lindell is a big fan of this program, has been on the show on more than one occasion, co-hosted a two-hour show with me in person at the Minnesota State Fair a couple years ago. He's a super guy. Car Arms, of course, the Car Arms microphone. This is the GunBroker.com studios. I will be doing a GunBroker.com, announcing a GunBroker.com giveaway on the Monster Show coming up on Easter Sunday. Freedom never takes a break here on these microphones and in these studios, never. Also, North American Arms. We'll be hearing from Sadie Sweat from North American Arms very, very soon. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every sip you take. I'm doing that right now. Defender Coffee. Mine just arrived today back at the studio. Thank goodness I was out. That was an Easter week, Holy Week gift. Believe me, we needed it. And, of course, Emerson Knives, EmersonKnives.com, and Bursa, Bursa Firearms. That Bursa 380 is on my list, but I'm going to wait to get it until after this surge is over because I have plenty of guns. Lee, the gun broker Williams, welcome back to the program, my friend. You know, there's some breaking news right now we want to talk about, Lee.
Go for it.
The Brady campaign is, well, it occurred about 4 hours ago. I can't really say it's breaking, but lost in the coronavirus mess. And this is a befitting time to mention this. As we sit here and talk about the irrelevancy of these groups, Governor Blackfaced, hood-wearing Northam in Virginia earlier today signed expanded background checks into law, which, by the way, would not have stopped the killer in Virginia Beach. He passed a background check. Lie number one. Extreme risk protection order would not have stopped Virginia Beach, nor would it have stopped any shooting in Virginia, nor would it have stopped Virginia Tech. Lie number two. Limiting handgun purchases to one a month. It only takes one if you're a criminal intent on committing murder. Lie number three. Disarming domestic abusers. I'm not sure how that, where that reads. That's already the Lautenberg Amendment. I'm not sure how that reads. I'll have to look into that. But I can promise you that is lie number four, and it would not have stopped any of the shootings that Northam, blackface hood-wearing Northam, referenced when he was signing these bills. And ensure firearms safely stored away from children. Another lie, fifth lie, coming out of Virginia that would not have stopped anything. Every single one of these are an infringement on you and your right to bear arms. None of the criminals sitting around the den of criminals are worried about one of these laws that Governor Northam in Virginia signed into place. Now, the Brady campaign is calling this, Lee, huge news, though it isn't making news anymore, as millions of Americans take this and pretty much flush it down the toilet and are out there buying guns in droves. What does it say about what Northam did? Doesn't that expose his agenda even more, particularly in these times that Americans are buying guns in record numbers?
Yeah, his agenda was pretty much known, although I can't believe he actually did it. I mean, the people have spoken once this virus crap has started. The people have spoken. People want a means to defend themselves. And unfortunately, if you are in Virginia, he has just made that much more difficult for no reason, like you pointed out very well, for no good reason.
I'm going to make a prediction here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today. The elections, the Democrats are done in Virginia for a long, long time to come. I don't think they'll see the governor's mansion, and I certainly think they will lose the legislature. They know that over the course of the next 2 to 3 years, that the push that they put on the law-abiding citizens in the state of Virginia is enough to and they know they had to ram this through now because this was going to be their last time. Keep in mind that the Democrats had not held power in Virginia for over a quarter century. I think they just relegated themselves to a century after this. I don't see these bills lasting long in Virginia. I think they'll be overturned. They already were once, and I think they will be again. Also, something else that's out there now, Lee, that we should mention, and our good friend Stephen Gutowski at the Free Beacon is reporting on this. The ATF, in a memorandum today, stated that gun stores can do drive-through windows or set up outdoor structures on their licensed premises to carry out background checks and sales and make the sales at these facilities as long as they're complying with all federal and state gun laws, Lee. So yet again, the government, the ATF, and the DOJ is saying, yes, you can do drive-thrus. Why? Because, again, millions upon millions of Americans are rejecting the Bradys and Governor Blackface Hood-wearing Northam and their agenda. Lee, can you tell us about what you think about that one?
I think it's great. We've seen a lot of curbside services really taking off here because people are worried about the virus. Yeah. You can pick up your food. Hell, in Florida now, they'll deliver beer with a meal. Beer or wine, which I think is outstanding. But yeah, great. It's safer. you know what you want. If they have ammunition in, you want to pick it up, great. It complies with the social distancing rules that are out there, which I'm not going to get into. It makes it a lot safer. Fine. I'm happy that ATF is just getting out of the way.
The ATF needs to get out of the way. In fact, the ATF needs to get out of the way permanently, but that's a whole different show. Let's move over
that's
to the National Rifle Association. Yeah, it is two shows. It truly is. It's at the very least, it's a full 3-hour monster cast, if not two of those. Let's move over to Fairfax, Virginia. Let's jump on the National Rifle Association for a minute. It was reported just a couple days ago, Lee, that the National Rifle Association has let go 60 employees. Not a shock. A letter from Wayne LaPierre went out explaining that they were saddened by having to do so. Again, handing the anti-gunners a faux victory, just giving them more fodder to talk about as they try to destroy the National Rifle Association. But the next headline out today is the NRA is furloughing more employees, more than the 60, now suspending 401k programs and matching contributions. And they cut salaries across the board by 20%. No report if Wayne LaPierre took a salary cut, but the National Rifle Association is hurting like crazy right now, Lee. Let's go there.
No schadenfreude here on my part. We need a strong NRA. We need a strong NRA, but they've got only themselves to blame. They were hurting before the coronavirus started canceling all the events. I have huge issues with the leadership and the inability of the board to get that under control. I know several board members, close friends, but they're one or two or three of a 55-member board. It's sad. We need, as you said, the same thing. Regardless of what your thoughts are on the NRA or any other pro-gun group out there, we need a strong one. And unfortunately, they have only themselves to blame. They blame the leadership on this. I hold the leadership accountable.
Are we? We do, and I'm in agreement with you, and I've been very vocal about this. Wayne LaPierre needs to resign. He needs to go.
Yeah.
And if any of the comments on the story that I'm reading, the vast majority of them begin. In fact, the first one starts with, how about canning Wayne LaPierre? He's what got you here. Time for new leadership.
Yeah.
And Wayne, baby, the $1,000 suits, stay in the house, okay? And they're on and on and on about commentary about Wayne LaPierre putting them there, which he clearly did, and refuses to leave. So I think Wayne sees the writing on the wall, and I think what else might be bothering him, and I wish we had time to talk about it. Unfortunately, we're going to run out of time, Lee, and that is that while we want them relevant, we're getting through this without them just fine. And I think they're seeing that because you've got groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, the great Alan Gottlieb, suing governors, suing states across the country into compliance with our constitutional rights during this crisis. And that's got to be saying something to the National Rifle Association, right?
Yeah. Mr. Gottlieb, the bow tie guy, he has been indispensable throughout this. I have never seen a response like this from any one individual. I know he's got teams of people, but, man, he is shepherding all of these lawsuits himself.
Yes, he is. All right, Lee, I got to cut you. That's Lee the Gunwriter Williams, thegunwriter.com. We're going to be here again tomorrow. Well, we're going to be on the Monster Show on Easter Sunday. Make sure to tune in to the Monster Show on Easter Sunday. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. All those TV stations watching, hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you this Sunday.